What's the most important resource that you have? If you really thought about this deeply, I think you'd come to the same conclusion that Joey and I did. It's time. In our newest book, What's Without Wall Street, The 3 Steps to Financial Freedom Through Passive Income, we talk about how are we tracking that time? What is the thing that we can do to get more of that time back?
That's right. If you've ever been listening to our podcast and thought, man, it would be amazing if I could take all the things that you guys have learned over the last 10 years and just summarize them, put them in some way to easily digest them and take action, that's what this book is all about. You're not going to want to miss it. Go to wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/new book and get your copy today.
Welcome, tribe. This is the March 2024 Passive Income Report. You know it. You love it. This is where Russ and I get to share all the good and the bad. And we figured this month, what's working, what's not working. So, Russ, get us started.
Well, the beauty of investing on a monthly basis is you get to see a lot of different angles of things that are working and not, and they sometimes switch places. So as we talk a little bit about things that we are doing, we want to give you just our perspective of how it's affecting us. And we'd love to hear from you, too, as you're out there maybe doing something different. If there's something that's not on our passive income report, but you are seeing success in it, I'd love for you to join our community. Go to wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/community, join our free community, and just post in there. Share, right? Now, you can't solicit in there, but I would love you to share. Hey, by the way, guys, you mentioned that you wanted to know what's working. I started doing fill in the blank. And it's been a success, and we'd love to hear what you guys' thoughts are on it. Don't go in there like I got hit up yesterday, Stallion, by this guy, and he's like, hey, by the way, did you know, Mr. Russ Morgan, I am having much success in trading stocks on the exchange? And he's like, seriously, I'm like, bro. And he's like, and I live in Miami, Florida, USA. I'm like, no, you don't.
Dead giveaway.
Yeah.
Dead giveaway.
I'm like, man, if you're going to start spamming our community, at least you could do is figure out who the hosts are and not spam them. They're going to probably know. So anyway, I immediately banned him. So don't solicit. We unfortunately don't allow, or fortunately for you, don't allow other people to spam or solicit in there. Just share. Share what you're doing. Always cool. Share what you're doing. Just don't solicit. So let's jump into it, Stallion.
Welcome to the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast, your guide to understanding how to get out of the Wall Street rat race and start your own mailbox money lifestyle. Now, don't let these handsome Southern draws fool you. These financial minds are teaching our country to enhance savings, increase cash flow, and create passive income, all without the help of Wall Street. Are you ready to break through? Now, here are your hosts, Russ Morgan and Joey Murray.
You want to share our screen to talk about some of the activities that we have going. We've been sharing with you that there's 14 different ways we've been bringing in passive income, at least most of the time bringing in passive income. And I think we have 21 different streams of passive income that from time to time are turned on. Some of them are not turned on. And today, I think, say, you want to start good news or bad news?
I always say, give us the bad news first.
Okay. All right, so bad news is I have not convinced Joey to stop with the 100 unicorns. I mean, I just say before we press record today, I was convincing him as in my best way possible of how he needs to shut that thing down, take the money that he's allocating toward this, the mental effort, the operator, and go invest in another product that he's not personally tied to so that you could see return. Because, Joey, here's what I heard. I want you to respond back to me, okay? I'm okay with this. But what I've heard about in the e-commerce space, if you're going to start a product, whether you're buying a product or you're going to start a product in the e-commerce space, and that's what we're talking about. Joey had this drop shipping company called 100 Unicorns. He's trying to make it into an e-commerce business that you should not be, what's the word, the terminology? You shouldn't be invested in the product. You shouldn't, like, care about the product.
Personally invested or personally attached.
Yeah, personally attached to the product itself. It's literally a product. You don't care as long as it makes money, right? As soon as it stops making money, you sell it and you move on, you move to the next one. Like, you're just not personally invested to it. This isn't like the baby that you've been raising your whole life, right? You can give the baby away, right? This is like, I found something in the parking lot, like a shoe, and if somebody wants to buy the shoe, I give the shoe away, right? Not changing on babies. We don't find babies and give away. Yeah, you get the point. So I feel like this is a mistake that you've made, and I think there's lessons behind that. How would you combat my response to that?
Well, I'll go ahead and tell you, you could never be so wrong, Russ. At the end of the day,
this community right now, you're listening, tribe, you're listening to Russ say this, and you're taking personal offense to this, okay? Because you are pulling for me. I know you are. You see me at the Inner Circle Live events. You see me in emails and texts and other things. I know you want this to succeed. And here's what happened. I brought the brand name 100 Unicorns to my operating partner. And I said, I don't care what the products are. They have to be unicorn themed because obviously the logo says it all. But I don't care what the product is. I just want you to run the numbers and let's find a very profitable product to start with. In fact, let's figure out three products to start with and let's get those ordered. Now, what has happened since then? We figured out the product. We have designed it. It looks great. And it's still in China. It's still being produced. And it's been 4 months. What's not working right now is the fact that I don't have a barge of those products in my backyard right now. Like I need the products. If I have the products, you're going to be crying unicorn tears of regret that you were not part of this deal.
Yeah, I will be. I mean, given that unicorns are not existent and they're imaginative, imaginatory. I don't know what that word is. Imaginary. I will have imaginary tears. I think that's what you're saying because I won't be crying. But what's the lesson behind that, Stallion? Like, if someone is creating a product overseas, you're saying that it's taken 3 or 4 months and the product isn't here. Let's put unicorns off to the side. What is the insight? What's the insight from that?
Well, the insight of this is that not all of the manufacturers are created equal. I am learning that. And number two, now let me say this. I am not directly in communication with these people because my operators are the ones doing it. But I will tell you that they have said, hey, this is taking longer than it should have. They led me to believe it was going to be faster. Like, these are the communication issues that we're already having to find secondary people to be our backup manufacturers because of this kind of communication glitch, this kind of drag out of the process. So I would say be patient if you're getting a product literally made from scratch overseas. That's an important part of this.
Is it possible that the manufacturer is like, this thing's actually never going to work out, so they're not going to make a reorder? So like, I'm going to put this really low on my priority list of kicking this out because there's 1,000 products and then there's another 400, and that's where you live down there as far as like order of success. Is that what you're seeing? Is it like, if this was something like, my guess is if Nike came up with a new product line and it reached out to this group, they're going to be like, okay, that deal's going to work. And they're at the top of the list. Is that kind of where we're at?
If you're saying that Nike's about to come out with some unicorn, Air Jordans, I'm in. I'm just telling you right now, I'm jumping on that train with the manufacturer. Okay.
Right, so we're moving on what's not working.
Okay.
One is me not convincing Joey to get rid of this bad product that he's just so personally invested in. He can't see the light of it.
Just wait. That's all I got to say. Just wait.
All right. So let's put that on ice while we transition to an ice machine. Like, we've told you that we have our passive income journey that we've been on since, 2014 really is when we really started investing, and it's been obviously picking up pace since then. And the last item that you and I invested in is that we bought an ice vending machine. We found a location. We actually went through the whole process of getting it, the electricity to it, the water to it, having it set up, all of the things. And right now, we got no revenue.
Why is that, Russ?
This is, well, here, So in business, right, there's one big reason why people don't do business with you, right? This is going to be fantastic. If you're a business owner or you're in sales of any sort, there's one major reason why people are not doing business with you. And that number one reason is, Joey?
They don't know you exist.
They don't know you exist. And that's what's happening right now, is that we actually have no signage. We have no real marketing strategy. We have a machine. It's sitting in the middle of an area, kind of like a lot, but not like, it's not like in front of a grocery store, you know, it's not like on the side of the building where people are walking in and out of, and they're like, oh, there's an ice machine. It's like in an open area. And I don't know if people think like, oh, did somebody just dump an ice machine over there? Like, is that like trash? Or is that something I could use? So we've got to clean that up. So just kind of, you know, been low in our priority list of focusing on it. As you might imagine, Joey and I are not great operators toward things. We're better at like coming up with ideas and figuring out somebody else to operate it. On this one, you know, we're kind of involved on the operation side. Yeah, nobody knows when you exist. So Stallion, I'm going to have to go down there and like take some signs. I'm going to have to like take my son with the snow cone machine. I got to do something to drive up some traffic.
Can you just get one of those arrows and that spin and just boom, like just hit that like for hours on one Saturday? I mean, I think that's a winner.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, Owen Wilson and that movie Interns, right? Like, you know, I got that alabaster skin, you know, I don't know if I really want to go out there, you know, like Will Ferrell's like, hey man, you don't want to be out there on the curb with the thing with that alabaster skin, you know, not gonna last very long. So I feel like that's kind of where I am. But yeah, I could definitely do the dance moves. I don't know about being able to juggle that sign. So ice machine not going so well. So anybody who's looking to get into the vending machine space, either you get it right in front of a, you know, maybe a lot of traffic, foot traffic, if you will, or you do a little bit better job marketing. So we'll see, Stallion, if we can't pick up the pace there. But here we are recording this in the middle of April. We still have zero sales. So it doesn't look like April's going to be that good either. I can't keep on the not working anymore. I'm sitting here staring down at Cousin Eddie, like your RV. People are wondering, does Turo work? I've told them no, not unless you want to, you know, have a car that people like to smoke weed in. And from that perspective, it's fantastic. But for RVs, it's like, oh, that's a whole new world, right? Like, who doesn't want to rent an RV? Well, clearly, anybody that you're marketing it to, Stallion, what's happening there?
Clearly. Well, I'll say this. I actually just talked to our operator about this about an hour ago. And by the way, Cousin Eddie is for sale. I just letting you know, if you would love a piece of the action that Cousin Eddie is all about.
Oh, I thought you actually got to say earmuffs.
Let me know, because Cousin Eddie is coming in hot. And you know what? My family's just not going to use it anymore. We're at a point where we just don't have the time. And, it, you know, Cousin Eddie deserves a family that, you know, he can visit on holidays.
Tell me about Cousin Eddie. Why is he not renting? Like, well, why is he not renting?
I will say this. The January, February are always the slowest months.
Okay, but we're talking about March. So what happened in March?
Well, I haven't got my report for March yet. However, here's what I'll tell you. The COVID demand is back. That's what my operator said. He said the COVID demand numbers are now hitting, and he's like, we haven't seen these in a long time.
What does that mean, COVID demand?
Meaning more people are wanting to rent RVs now that it's spring. He said we're starting to get a lot more inquiries, and so I don't know.
You tell me for a living. You said COVID demand.
During COVID, the biggest demand for renting RVs of all time happened.
So that's very COVID. So he's saying we have a demand similar to when we were dealing with the COVID deal.
Yes. Okay. But it waned the last 2 years. It has really dropped off, you know, consistently. And now it's starting to come back, is what he's saying. So just, and, you know, I'm optimistic.
What do you have to pay him? Are you paying him for your thing to be sitting in his lot?
No. I only pay, we basically split the revenues and the expenses. So at this point, there's not a lot of revenue. There's not a lot of expenses. We're just on kind of autopilot. I'm paying for the cost of the RV in the meantime. That's why you see a negative 770, because that's how much I pay to pay off the RV.
All right. Well, stay with the not working plan. So we talked about this maybe last month, can't remember the month before, but we had built up a short-term rental business and we had owner financed that business. And I think there's a lot of value in having businesses that you owner finance. And right now the short-term rental space and the arbitrage had hit a kind of a screeching halt in Birmingham. And our operator, now owner of that business, is having to make a pivot. And we needed to press pause on the repayments. Now, so you look at our report, you see zero income there. So from a not working standpoint, it's not working. But what we have done is actually just postpone those payments and just accruing interest on them, assuming that business starts going again, which we're highly rooting for too. Obviously, we're vested in that side of it. Plus, we really like the operator. And we do think, you know, when that pivot is completed, he will see a significant improvement in revenue. And then we actually should be sharing that with you soon. That's right. That was hard for me. I'm such an optimist. I love talking about all the things that do work. Right? You made us start with the stuff that's not.
If you've listened to our show for any length of time, you've heard us talk about infinite banking and how we were able to use that concept to create over $50,000 a month in passive income. But it's just not that easy to figure out, how does this all connect into my own personal system?
Stallion, that's why we created the Passive Income Operating System, bro. It shows you how to turn active income into passive income. It makes all the steps come together. If you would like to get access to it as a podcast listener, we've never given this away in public before. Go to wealthwhatwallstreet.com/POS. There was nothing worse than walking into class when you're in school and the teacher saying, pop quiz day. Why? Because you were unprepared. Are you unprepared though for financial freedom?
Don't be. Find out how close you are by taking our 30-second quiz at wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/quiz.
Let's get on to what's working. Like you came to this podcast to hear about what different passive income streams are working. So what we just told you is that basically anything that is semi-active and you're not active in it, it's not going to work, right? Like, it's just not going to work. Like, doesn't seem like the RV space is working, the rental space. Doesn't seem like the rental short-term space working right now. Doesn't seem like the vending machine, which is kind of another type of thing. 100 unicorns, it's never worked, so that's not shocking. But let's go to what is working, Stallion.
Let's do it.
The land flipping business, right? The land investing business. Landgeek.com, you might have heard us share with, you know, kind of what we've done in the past there. Just to kind of give you some big numbers here, to date, we've put in $450,000 into this space. It's kicked out last month $27,000. So if you're doing the math at home and you said, hey, if you guys are bringing in $27,000 a month, and multiply that times 12, and I divide it back into the 450. That's how you would get a cash-on-cash return. We're like 73%. That's not bad. That's okay. So that starts to make up for a lot of the ills that we've had with this other junk. But one of the things that, what's driving that return in your mind, Joey? What's happening so well in that space? Why do you think the land flipping is consistently one of the best earners?
Well, I think number one, I've heard this even just in passing, talking to people, is that land prices are increasing dramatically. Just a guy this morning was at my house and he said, man, the land I live on, he's got 35 acres. He said, I've got somebody I talked to 6 years ago who was interested in buying the property. He said, he called me back recently and he wants to buy it. And I started looking around at the comps. It's triple what it was 6 years ago. Now that's here in Alabama. Now, but that's overall, you're starting to see more and more people desire more land ever since COVID. I think there's just been a spike in that. And what you're seeing this past month is we've seen a lot of cash sales. So I think people are starting to, I mean, this has been a process for a long time, but people with capital are looking for places to park it that are safe, secure, and growing. And they see land as a tangible asset that is trustworthy. That's my take on it. What's yours?
Yeah, I think it's something that there's a limited supply. And anytime you're working in a limited supply, you can create excess profits off of it. I think it's also a very inefficient market space, meaning that you're able to buy the land from people who own it at a discount that you can sell it at. And here's why, is that there's not these parcels that we're buying are not like 100 acres, 500 acres, tens of thousands of acres, right? Where there's a big, huge market. There's real estate agents that are publishing this. No, we're buying stuff for like $3,000, $5,000, $15,000. If you spent $25,000, that's a lot of money. As a real estate agent, they're not going to list it. There's no money in it. And on the opposite side, the people who are buying it, we're selling it to them, as you said, on owner finance terms, because they can't go to a bank and borrow the money to get this because it's so small.
Right.
So you actually kind of get to drive the price up based upon that fact alone, and you're buying it at a discount because they don't really want it. It's not something they can do a lot with it. And so just when we're able to do it in bulk, you can create a lot of volume there. So if you have the skill set where you want to be involved in this, and here's what I found. What actually makes a skilled operator in this space, I found two things that everybody I've dealt with who are having lots of success in the space, they have, say it, good with people, like fantastic with people, it doesn't matter what environment. Secondly, grit, meaning they're just willing to work harder and longer than another person, meaning they're not willing to give up, right? If you're a person that has started a lot of things and just quit a lot of things, I wouldn't tell you to do this one because it's hard. It's not easy. You're going to have to go through a lot of process on the front end and throughout it. But if you will stay with it, if you have grit and you're actually good with people, like, you know, you have more friends in your phone than you know actually who they are, right? People just naturally call and reach out to you. You spend a lot more time at the grocery store or at Sunday school. You know, your family's waiting for you on the curb and they're like, where is he? Like, those are cues that you're good with people, right? If you naturally don't want to talk to people ever, and you would prefer not to get engaged into a one-on-one conversation, that may not be your space. And for us, we've seen a lot of success in this because the people that we hired out to do it were really good at this thing.
Zero credit for any of that. Absolutely.
All right. So our model is a little bit different than the average person who gets involved in this, but thankfully we got in on the front end of that. Second thing, Stallion, what else is working for us right now?
Well, right now, I'll say our affiliate program. If you're not a part of our affiliate program, you need to get involved in that, right? Email us, info@wealthwithoutwallstreet.com, and say, I have to be on your affiliate program because I believe in what you're doing, right? So as you share Wealth Without Wall Street, our process with others, if you have an audience especially, this is a no-brainer because our affiliate program pays out at different levels depending on how we serve the people in your audience. And man, this month in particular, we were able to actually affiliate with other people's stuff, right? You've worked with the Freedom Navigator program with Sophie Howard. You've worked with Eli Pacenda and the Freedom Travel Support System. Those groups have paid us affiliates this month because they've served you. And this month in particular, that was over $8,325 just from affiliate income. I'm really excited about that because this is just the beginning of all of the many ways that we can help serve you and help serve other audiences as well.
But here's an insight from there is that there's people in your sphere, people that you know, and they like you, right? You have influence. You've been able to go out and spend all the effort and all the time to learn things. And sometimes it's investments, right? You've heard us talk about TriVest on here and how we love the concept of TriVest. We think that the idea of group investing done with friends makes so much sense. And TribeVest has actually started adding a platform to where you, as a limited partner investor, can actually go and create a fund of funds, a single purpose vehicle, where you go invest in someone else's project who's done all the work, but yet you bring friends into the deal, you guys group invest, and you, from having done all that work, can actually get paid and compensated for it. I think it's a brilliant idea. You ought to check out TribeVest to see if that's a fit for you. Well, part of that is, like, if you go and do all the work and you've done, you know, the effort to pull it all together, you should find ways to get compensated. And that's what happens in the affiliate world, where maybe you've got an audience, you've actually, you know, done a lot of work and effort to go out and research things, and you can bring people onto your podcast, you can bring people onto your social media, and through those things, those items that you like, that you're using, people offer a way for you to get paid to do it. And that's what Joey and I have been able to do. Like, everything that we affiliate is something that we're already using, right? We don't do it just because we get paid. We do it because we like it, and then we can get paid, right? I'm always looking for ways to go on more trips. That's the reason why I think this freedom travel thing is so fantastic, because I stink at, like, using credit card points. I was not, you know, clued in to the ways that I can get higher percentage. I was the guy getting the 1 cent for every dollar he was spending, and not realizing I can get up to 10 cents for every dollar that I spend if I use certain credit cards, and then I use certain banks in order to redeem them. Well, that was super fantastic. So having the guy on that teaches that, and then saying, hey, aren't we all about financial freedom? And if financial freedom is being able to go wherever I want to, man, that it just aligns. Oh, and there's an affiliate model. Sure. We'll definitely sign up for something like that. So I think that there's ways that, you know, you're thinking, hey, how can I build passive income streams, but yet I don't have the money yet, but maybe you have an audience, maybe an affiliate model could work for you. Sally, what other ways are we able to build or having success in building passive income right now?
Well, so this month, I think another standout for us is we got involved in an oil and gas fund, right? Our partners at Aspen Funds have a great fund. We've talked about it before, but this is the first month that it's paid out, because it's paid quarterly. And in this case, we made an investment of $100,000 at the end of January, and the first quarter payment was $3,759.87. Now, if you're doing the math, you're keeping up with us, that's a little over 15% cash on cash return, assuming that that continues quarter by quarter for the rest of the year, right? So this is a huge investment for us. It's paid out higher than we anticipated, and that's because you have vetted operators who have done the work to find existing oil and gas fields that are already producing, right? This is no longer the wild, wild west speculation, like, oh, well, we hope that if we drill here, there's some oil. These are existing oil wells that are already producing, that they're purchasing, and then being able to value add from there, expand from there. So I'm really excited about this one. Anything you want to add to that, Russ?
Yeah, I want to add a disclaimer. Do not go invest in this just because Joey just said the name of the company and that we made a 15% return. 100% no, disclaimer.
Please don't.
Never invest in something just because we invested in it. But what was insightful to what you said there, I think is important, is that we've had failures in the oil and gas space in the past. And one, it was because it was very speculative. And two, we didn't have direct insight into what was happening behind the scenes.
The operator themselves.
Absolutely. So from that perspective, we have a lot more insight into actually what's happening, and we were buying cash flow. I think the buying of cash flow makes this a lot more interesting. I'm still one of those that, like, will it work, right? Will the well dry up? Because that's right. Possible. Just like when you are drilling for oil, right? That's speculative. Well, when you're buying one that's already producing oil, it's speculative in nature, in the fact of when will it stop spitting that out? I don't know when that will be. Nobody does. So from that perspective, it's still speculative, but when you're buying cash flows, I do like that part of it. And we'll keep you guys up to date as we continue to either make money or lose money in that space. But definitely, disclaimer, all legal issues in any point in the future, if you invest in this and it loses money, Joey did not vet this for you. You 100% need to vet all deals. And if you don't already have a due diligence playbook, that is a failure, right? Like, if you have not gone through a process of understanding who you are as an investor, what your unique buy box is, and inside of that buy box, what is your due diligence playbook? Then there's the upgrade. There's the way for yourself. So when we invest in things, we're investing from our investor DNA, we're investing from our buy box, and we're using our own personal due diligence checklist. Yours may be way more thorough than ours. There may be things that you wouldn't invest in, even with the same buy box, because it didn't meet all the criteria from your due diligence.
Good point.
That's fine. There's the upgrade. A lot of times people say, hey, do you guys give financial advice? The answer is 100% no. But what do? We have a coaching company that we have been working on for like 18 months now that is called Apex Coaching. We do Ignite Coaching that will allow you to accelerate toward financial freedom. And inside of there, those playbooks that we've been working on, and we help you work on, we help you build your buy box, we help you understand your investor DNA. So if you want to get access to that, reach out to our company, go to wealthwallstreet.com/free call. You can talk to our team about what would that look like for you. How do you get access to one-on-one coaching? How do you get access to all those playbooks or resources? But also, how can you get access to other peers that are doing this so you can, you know, have other people you can communicate with on your path here? All right, last thing, Stallion, as we talk about things that are working this month, we invested in a different type of kind of e-commerce business. Many years ago, we got into the candle company business. You know, you and I just love sitting around, you know, drinking some wine, you know, smelling some candles.
Oh,
you know,
it's such an aesthetic, Russ. Oh, I just love that aesthetic.
Just having conversations, you know, like, you know, I can't tell if that's an oat note from the candle or from my, you know, my Pinot Noir, you know.
Oh, sorry. You got me on that, the Pinot Noir.
All right. What do you think? What's a win from this past month? What could somebody listen to take away?
Well, first and foremost, go to stackcandles.com and buy all your Mother's Day gifts coming up, right? Your birthday gifts, whatever the case is, we have an amazing opportunity for you, including candles, but also this is an update from our partner in this, is that we've added some detergents that are now being available on Amazon. So you can actually buy Stack Candles products, to a Pure Grace detergent or the Lux Lavor, and you can go on Amazon and actually buy those direct, and we need your help. We need you to buy some and leave us a review, because it's going to help us continue to increase. But this month in particular, we made $675. Last month was $600, so it's actually increasing every month at this point. And so I'm seeing the momentum here, and it gets me excited. Like, how can we continue to grow this brand and get people, you know, the products that they really want?
What was that name of the candle that you mentioned again? That was awesome.
I mean, Russ, you Lux Lavoir. Lavoir. Would you say Lavoir? How would you pronounce it?
No, I don't know. I'm just like everyone else, like dumbfounded by.
I'm going to go with Lavoir.
How sexy that sounded.
It sounds so much better than Lavoir, but I mean, it's like Muir and Murette. Everybody messes that up. So, you know, Justin, I'm sorry if I messed up the name.
If you are looking for a candle for your mother, your sister, your wife, whoever may need a candle in their life, send us a message at info@wealthwallstreet.com, and we'll give you a discount code. How about that? I don't know what it is offhand, but I know we have one. This is just a bribe here, but if you're interested in it, I'll give it to you. All right, let's wrap this up. I hope that you found value in this, but just looking at the full numbers for the month, so Stallion, looks like we brought in a little over $64,000 in income after paying expenses, operators, to be able to run it. We netted a little over $47,000 for the month. That's a nice upgrade. That's 52% up from last month. Take that. Do that some more, please.
Let's keep going. Let's do it every month. I love that.
All right. If you enjoyed this conversation, please take time to rate and review the show. If you're listening to this on the podcast, if you're watching on YouTube, Give us a thumbs up, maybe a comment or two. Talk about the thing that maybe Joey, maybe you can help me convince Joey to get rid of unicorns and tell us what's the newest passive income stream that we should put in its place. I would love to hear that as well. All right, Stallion, thank you for sharing. Thank you for listening. Have an amazing day.
This has been the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the show to break free of the Wall Street mindset and begin building wealth on your own terms in places you understand so that your wealth will never run dry. See you next episode.